Earlier this month, Mayor Bloomberg announced that New York City saw a record 52 million visitors in 2012. And many of them are finding their way around New York using smartphones, tablets, and other digital devices as modern-day guidebooks and more. In Times Square these days, one of the cameras of choice isn't a camera at all. It's an iPad. Londoner Michaela Lappage says the 9.7-inch screen is much easier to work with than the small LCD panel on the back of a digital camera.
With a camera, once you connect it to your computer, it could be blurry and you don't know, whereas on here, you can see if it's a good one or not straight away.
Of course, iPads aren't just for shooting pictures.
I'd use the internet to book things like Ground Zero and stuff like that.
19-year-old Luisa Garcia from Mexico is sitting near the TKTS ticket booth with a rolling suitcase at her side, furiously tapping on her iPod Touch. She's been using the Daily Deals site Living Social.
Living Social is also like, gave me coupons and everything like that so I can go shopping.
Garcia says she's used the site 8 times during her stay in New York. So what's her favorite deal?
Massage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, here in the city. Yeah, I need it sometimes.
Garcia needs it because she's not your typical tourist. She's a nanny in White Plains here for a year and a half, and she comes to Manhattan about once a week. Now that she's approaching the end of her stay, she's accrued a lot of tech-savvy strategies for navigating New York. She found out about a great nightclub on Twitter.
Lavo is a nightclub that I think is the best one. I love it.
And she uses an app to get around on the subway. She's even figured out how to use Facebook to make new friends that she meets up with in the real world.
Like, I see who lives in White Plains and about my age and work at the same company. So I meet the friends in the mall, so I add them, and now we are like best friends.
Tourists are also using technology to keep in touch with friends at home during their vacations. At 46th Street and Broadway, I came across a guy using FaceTime to show a friend Times Square in real time. Nearby, I met 35-year-old Rodrigo Suarez.
Are you keeping in touch with people back in Brazil through the iPad?
I use the Messenger and I Skype and every time in this.
And I think you have more than one iPad here and a bunch of smartphones.
Maybe in this family has 5 or 6 iPads. Yeah.
Really?
And each one has one. Yeah.
And with Google Maps, tech-savvy tourists don't even need to ask for directions.
You guys, what's up?
But the full Times Square experience, the New York experience for that matter, isn't complete without at least a few chance encounters on the street. That's what one Swiss tourist found out when a ticket salesman stopped him dead in his tracks.
Now, here's the deal, bro. Do you like stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
How long are you going to be in New York?
For the next 7 days.
Oh, really? All right. And are you here, like, alone or...
For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.